But right now, we are joined by the graduate transfer from Bellevue, Washington, Mikey Henn, a career-high 21 points for you tonight. Congratulations. Got to feel good. I know the offense has been slow in coming for you, but to have a night like this has got to feel good.
Yeah, man, it feels good. We've just been focused on moving that ball, and we know we got a lot of pieces that can score, and tonight just happened to be my night, so I was glad I could do it.
Well, coming off the big win down in Corvallis at Oregon State, you know, this had all the makings of a trap game. What was the focus like in practice the last couple of days to make sure you come out here and not let this be much in doubt?
Yeah, coach had preached that it was going to be a trap game, and we knew that. That's a good team at the NAI level, and we knew that we just had to cover their stats, kind of know what was coming, but the game was going to be dictated by us, and we had to go out and play our game, and I thought we could have finished the game better than we did. However, we came out with the win tonight.
Well, you've had quite a career starting at UC Davis and then at Cal Baptist. You come here with several other newcomers coming from D1 schools or JC schools. How has it worked so well that everything's just come together so quickly for a 5-game winning streak right out of the chute?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of talent. You know, the JUCO guys, they're dogs. They play hard every night, and they have a lot of skill. Having A2 and I together on this team for leadership has been big, and we've kind of been able to mesh the group together. Coaches keep telling me I'm the glue on both ends, and that's what I'm trying to do. So,
well, there's a lot of those glue plays when things break down, you know, help side defense and setting picks, those sorts of things that don't show up in the box score. What was it about Coach Porter, his staff, and the University of Portland program here that was enticing enough? There hasn't been the success they've been hoping for the last couple of years. What do you think you can add to it by coming here this year?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a bunch of schools during the grad transfer process, and they were the most faithful. You know, they stayed on me, and they really had a need for me to come in and contribute. And I wasn't afraid that we had a bunch of JUCO guys coming in. I saw the vision they had, and, you know, I'm just glad to be here. It's been fun.
Well, and it's always helpful to see that success early on. How important was it to get a win like you did at Oregon State against a Pac-12 school to reinforce all the stuff you've been working on for a month and a half?
Yeah, we knew we could play with those guys, and, I mean, that's a program-enhancing win, you know. So it was awesome. Quite the experience, you know, to go beat them in overtime was huge as well.
It was certainly a fun one for everybody chatting here with Mikey Henn. So now a couple more non-conference games, but you got a holiday to worry about. The conference is going to put out the official schedule here, lock in dates and times coming up. What do you guys need to accomplish? What do you need to continue to develop to be ready for West Coast Conference play?
I think we need to just continue to develop our defense. We're a little smaller team with Diabate not playing this year, so we just got to keep gang rebound, coming together on cover downs, and just finishing games. We got to play the whole game the right way. I don't think we did that tonight. However, we can keep building. And the group's still new. We haven't had that much practice time, so we're just going to keep getting better, and these games are going to help us with that.
Well, it's been enjoyable to see the start of the season. Mikey Henn, a career-high 21 points tonight to go with 6 boards and a block shot. Congratulations on the win. Glad to have you here on the Bluff, and thanks for stopping by.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
There you go, Mikey Henn.